morning, boys and girls. How many of you were here last week? Only one? Only one? Two. So what kind of gift did you get last week when you were done with a car? Well, we're going to talk about the same thing this time. We got two bags here of, you guessed it, Hot Wheels. Yes. We got a bag here that's full of old, beat up, and played with Hot Wheels, and we got a bag here full of new ones in the package. Which bag do you think I bought just yesterday? The new ones? The new ones or the old ones? You think I bought, oh, she's a smart girl. I bought the old ones yesterday at a yard sale. It's all right. It's all right. The new ones in the package I've actually had for a long time. But we're going to talk about values this morning and how different people put different values on things. Of course, these little beat-up Hot Wheels, you know, they're just made of cheap metal and plastic. And did you know that there are a lot of grown-ups that collect Hot Wheels and they pay lots of money for them? In fact, just recently it was on television, there was a Hot Wheel that sold for more than a house. Isn't that amazing? And the story behind that is a long time ago, actually Hot Wheels was having their 50th anniversary this year. And so 50 years ago when the company was starting out, they had what they call prototypes. That means the little Hot Wheel that they're studying to put on the market never made it on the market because of different reasons. And so they says, oh, these are junk, we're just going to throw them away, or if you want to take them home and give them to your children. So one of the employees took some of those home and gave them to their son. And so, I think it was about 10 years ago or so, he sold that for like $80,000. Why? Because there wasn't very many of those made, and it became very collectible. And I know quite a few people that their whole income, their whole lifestyle is buying and selling Hot Wheels. They don't do, you know, regular work like some people. They go to a job. They just buy and sell Hot Wheels, and they're making lots of money, actually. But anyways, we're going to talk about values. And the value that we're going to talk about is, how does God see us? How do we see God? Do we value God? How does God value us? And so to give you a little example with these Hot Wheels is that this bag of new ones here, unopened in the package, and this one here that I just bought yesterday, I paid $3 for this bag because I saw two or three of them in there, and I thought, hey, I can use those for parts for customizing, because I make a little bit of money on eBay customizing Hot Wheels too. And so I saw this bag and I thought, hey, that's worth $3 because I see a couple I need in there. And so when I took it home and poured them all out, lo and behold, look what was in there. Ooh, do you see that one all scratched up and all beat up? That one is 50 years old. And you know, that one little Hot Wheel right there is probably worth more than, well, it's worth a lot. And because it's 50 years old. And so I was pretty happy that I paid $3 for that bag after all, because I thought, wow, that one little Hot Wheel puts a big value on what I just did. And so I was pretty happy because I still have my Hot Wheels from when I was a kid. Let me show you another Hot Wheel here. And this one here has no paint job on it, and it has a rubber band. Can you see the rubber band around it? Well, that's because the little rivet on the bottom never got riveted in the factory. And so you got to have a rubber band around it, or else it'll all fall to pieces. And the other amazing thing is, if you look at the bottom, there's nothing on the bottom. It should have a bunch of writing. It should have a Hot Wheel emblem on it. And there's nothing like that on it. And you know what that makes this? It makes it a prototype. That means it was a study model. In other words, they were checking it out before it actually made it to production, which means they put it in the package and sell it in the stores. And so that means the value on this is very high for collectibles. Now, for little kids, they probably wouldn't want it because it's going to fall apart if you take the rubber band off it, and you can't really play with it, because who wants to play with a car with a rubber band around it? So, you know, the value to you is probably not that great, but a value to someone that collects Hot Wheels like myself, and of course, I'm not a big expert. I just do it as a hobby, but for those that make a living at it and make lots of money, they would love to get their hands on this and sell it for like, you know, $400 or $500. But the thing that we have to understand is that this Hot Wheel here, there's probably one or maybe two in existence. And how many of you exist? Is there anybody here that are twins? You're a twin. Okay. Well, there's two of you that maybe look similar, and so your parents still probably love you just as much as if there was only one of you, right? And how many gods does the Bible say? Is there more than one God in the Bible? No, but we can make things a god, right? We can, like, if we put too high of a value, let's use Hot Wheels for example. Like if I was real crazy about Hot Wheels and I really valued, and it's like, oh, that one of a kind, that one that sold for $80,000 that was in the news, it's like, oh man, I could go sell my house and go buy that Hot Wheel. And then I would have the real precious Hot Wheel, and it's like, well, I don't know, they're just made out of cheap stuff. And I think I can't really do much with the Hot Wheel if I don't have a place to live anyways. But, you know, if we understand that the value of the way God sees us is very, very important, because, you know, kind of another word for value would be love or cherish or desire to have. These things we have to understand, because if we know that God values us so much that he would give his only son that he could have us, or else he would have lost us. If he wouldn't have done that, he would have lost us, right? Do you think God wants to lose any one of us? He doesn't want to lose you or anyone in this church or in the world, but it, you know, it's our choice if we're going to make God important, if we're going to value God. And so we have to understand the value of things in order for us to be happy. And sometimes we can put wrong value on things and we think we're going to be happy, but then we realize later, maybe sometimes after it's too late, that we didn't have the right values. But let's have a little word of prayer, and then you can come pick a Hot Wheel out of this bag over here, unless you want one of the junky ones out of this bag. It's up to you, but you can pick from either bag. So let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you teach us things through your word, and that we understand how certain things are more important than others. Help us to get the right value on things so we can make correct choices. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, there you go. You going to help them? Oh, and don't forget to pick up the trays with the money in it.